I think we had a beautiful service on Sunday. And then I noticed that even in the other Apostolic churches, they were getting the memo. And they would say, did you hear? Let me say that it is a shame that this is even foreign to us. It's a shame. I'll start with that. The good part is that a very good number of you are ready to be corrected.
Yes, sir.
That's the good part.
Yes.
As for the stubborn people, I'll keep trying. I'm born of God. Now, some people are wondering how I am. Enter that. Some people ask me a question. Let me read. Of course, I have permission from the person to do that. So let me read a question someone sent me. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Maybe I should start with that. So I read it, but I didn't read this part. So let's start from verse 4. From verse 4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, I was telling someone yesterday, a couple of the guys I played football with. So after football, I was talking to them maybe like past an hour. And I was sharing the word of God with them. They were asking many questions. So I told them, I said, some of you don't know, on Sunday, what I was dealing more with demons than I was dealing with people. You think it's easy to just come out and share things like this when a whole generation has accepted it? No, there's no, it's like rocking a boat that's not disturbed you in any way. You see, he says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." He says, "But they are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds." This is a stronghold. Now, why are you struggling with what I'm saying? Because a stronghold, a mental stronghold, you have, it's like, and it's, how you know it's a stronghold is that it's been accepted. Nobody cares to even research the scriptures to know if it's true or not. It's a mental stronghold. So strong that some people will be willing to leave church than to let it go. I don't think you should laugh. Honestly. It's more serious than you think. We are dealing with it, you know, as though jokingly, but then we are dealing with something that is more demonic. It's been transmitted. How did we get that information? And I'm not saying that in isolation to just you. We also grew up like that, thinking that this was the way it's supposed to be done. It's just like when pastors began to correct things concerning praise. I mean, from when we were kids, we're growing up and we know that there is a segment in church for singing and dancing. Then one day you just appear and man of God says that dancing is not a form of praise to God. After everything I've done on this stage. Richmond. And I am very passionate and very extreme about everything. 2020 Thanksgiving service, I roll from left to right. You think it's easy on me? It wasn't easy on me. But my allegiance is to the truth, not my experience. And fun fact, years ago, man of God even danced with us. Man of God even danced with us. So there are seasons where God emphasizes the truth and say, you know what, you've been doing this wrong all this while. Now this is the truth. Now if your allegiance is with the truth, you immediately shift. He said in the book of Proverbs, he said, "Turn at my reproof and I'll pour out my spirit." One of the reasons why some people don't see certain things that God has said to them is because they've not yet turned at his reproof or correction. The scripture is not only for doctrine, it's also for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. Then he says that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There is a blockade in your walk with God, a place you will never get into until you are ready to follow God to the latter. He says the weapons of our warfare. So on Sunday, I came with weapons. It was weapons I came with. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I did my research before coming. That's why I could boldly ask anybody, if you can defend in scripture and through scripture why there should be boyfriend and girlfriend, if you can defend it, stand up. It could not be defended. So why did we do it? We learn from the world. And Jesus said, and many more things likewise you do. This is not the only thing. There are many other things that are not in God's scripture, are not in God's transmission to us, but we've learned it through movies, we've learned it through society, it has been normalized, and then God's people now begin to act like this. I'll share it with Pastor Eric. One night I called him, I said, Eric, let's discuss this thing. And he was saying, I said, this thing you shared is one. I said, I want to show you something. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. He says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Before the oil of gladness above thy fellows, God has to see that you love righteousness and hate iniquity. You see, it's not about doing or not doing. God has to see. So you can be doing the wrong thing. God knows that this person, if I tell him the right thing, he will move. Because God has seen that this man loves the right thing. I said on Sunday, I said, for those who are in boyfriend, girlfriend for fun, for those who are in for fun, I'll treat them in this topic like unbelievers. Because they have no regard for God. It's like, they are not looking at God. How God, whether God is pleased with it, whether God is happy with it, they are not looking at that. So I put it down as unbelievers. They need prayers. But for someone who wants to please God, I think we should be ready to move at scripture.
Yes, sir.
Another thing I'll address before I continue my message. You know, I know brethren. Brethren will start twisting it. So the same thing that was boyfriend, since Pastor said friend, is the same thing, same activities, they will now call it friend.
Thank you, sir.
It is a call to repentance, not refurbishing. Listen to me. If you didn't understand what I said, I'm coming to explain it again. So just listen to me. I said, you meet with somebody. You people are friends. Or you become friends. Once people are becoming friends, and you think, and I'm going to come to why sometimes it is not wise to get into certain relationships when you are younger. I'll come to that in a bit. But you are friends. While you are friends, both of you notice that we like each other and we are in a space or a place where we can actually be on our route to marriage, because we don't date for fun. We are on the route to marriage. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I hope that's not foreign to anybody here.
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
I hope that's not foreign here. I'll be wondering if I'm in the church or I'm where, I don't know. You know, we don't date for fun. We date because we are going somewhere. All right? So, when they say they are in a relationship, well, they've gotten to that point. Once they notice that they've come to a place where they want to take it to the next level, I said then, at that point, because the lady is under authority, the lady should go and inform her father. Now, if you are at an age you think your father will think you're stupid, then you will also be stupid to enter. Say, for example, you're in school. If you go, your father is likely to say, finish school. Then finish school. Why? You're under authority. Some other father will say, okay, bring him, even while you're in school. That is the prerogative of the father. So maybe at that time, your father, for example, let's say you're in school. And while you're in school, at the time you're in school, you work to take care of your parents. Can you imagine? That happens sometimes. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
You can even be taking care of your parents at that time. At that time, your parents trust your maturity. If you come and say, I have somebody, they are not likely to tell you no. You see, so it's about your parents being able to trust your discretion. So if your dad says, okay, no, don't get into it. Don't get into it. You tell whatever guy that, you know what, we can't, let's just remain friends until we are ready. Then when you're ready, go and inform your dad. The guy should also inform his family. If possible, both families can start talking. But your father will have to give you the permission to get into a place where it's like you people are ready to marry. But then no extracurricular activities.
Yes, sir.
Because that will also not give you the license. So that if in that phase, people figure out that maybe we are not meant to get married. Maybe through a revelation, through prayer, or you saw red flags, your personal preferences, and God did not object to that. Fine. Then you can say, okay, we just part ways. Now, at that time, there's no difference between normal friendship than this new phase that is friendship with some exclusivity. There's no difference in the sense because all you were doing was getting to know each other. Now, if you are in that first phase of just friendship, there could be other friends. But once your parents are involved, you now come into some place of exclusivity, what people call dating or relationship. In the past, dating was we get to know each other. Today, it's turned to something else. I thought dating is that we go on a date. We go and sit in a restaurant and do what? Chew chicken. Yeah, some go to dating and read the Bible. I don't object to that. That's beautiful. It's nice. That's it. I thought that's what we meant. I thought we're all kids. That was just by the way. You see, now when they get to that place, you said, okay, now our parents know each other. Then the girl has every right to ask, so when? Because you are the one at risk of your time being wasted. You can ask. If he thinks it's too much to ask, start looking for how you run away. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. Yes, ask. Okay, now my parents know you in prison. So can you tell me when? Because I need to plan my life. I want to say this about why it's not good to get into a relationship or some exclusive friendship when you are younger. Number one, have you ever... I want to talk to the ladies. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever... It's still born of God, though. Serious born of God. Number one, have you ever, while you were in JSS, liked a boy before? When you got to SS, what did you think? Ah, correct. When you got to SS, you're like, what was I doing with this boy? Have you ever liked a boy in SS before? When you go to university, what do you think? So you see, let me tell you what's happening to you. Your development is introducing you to a new world. And as you are developing better preferences or more developed preferences. The same with guys. When a guy doesn't have money, the kind of circle that comes to his life, then when he starts getting money, another circle that comes to his life, he realizes. So when other ladies tell other ladies, say, don't settle for less, you don't even know what is less or more until you develop. So you should be more interested in developing than in looking for who to be with, because you will regret your decisions in 5 years. There are people who have children for some people that they wondered, how did I see this guy and have a child for him? Then someone say, Pastor, but the emotions, you know how I feel? I like him. Let me show you a scripture. When you see that your emotions are running helter-skelter about the guy, and you know that this one might not work, but there's a scripture. The scripture is not about dating, but we can see a principle there. Isaiah 26 verse 20. There's a principle you see there. Come, my people, Enter into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. In other words, when you see the emotions are high like that, go and hide yourself. It will soon pass.
Yes, sir.
Go into Adulam. No. Hasn't it happened to you before? You felt like you really like this person. You really like this person. When you were just a little patient, it passed. Don't create temporary mistakes that will give you permanent scars. Now, when the scripture says we are born of the word, what's the meaning? It means we are manifestations of the word of God. You see, 2 Corinthians. Are you sure you're here or you've gone home? 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I'll start from verse 1. I'm preaching. He said, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? Okay? Ye are our epistle. Hey, come on. Paul said, we don't need an epistle of commendation to you. He said, you are our epistle. Written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Do you know what he's saying? He's saying a Christian is like a scripture. When people see you, can they see Psalm 23? No. You don't hear the question. When people see you, God's aim and goal for your life is that you will be a walking scripture. That people don't need to go into the Bible. You see, the Bible is not for unbelievers. The Bible is for believers. But we meet unbelievers. They should see the Bible written with us. Then they would like to come into our place. Then we will now give them the scriptures. You see, because we are supposed to relate with the word so much that we become a manifestation of it. So when people look at me, they should be able to look at Psalm 23. So yes, they might not have seen Psalm 23 or read Psalm 23, but there's something about this guy. You can see that he doesn't want. And why doesn't he want? Then you go and investigate him. You just realize the Lord is his shepherd. Am I talking to somebody here? Then you see this guy has been made to walk down in green pastures. There's something about this guy. So the guy is a manifestation of that scripture. Now, that's one of the reasons for meditation. So that you become a walking scripture. Your life begins to explain that scripture. Am I talking to somebody here? Does your life explain scriptures? That's why you should take the word of God serious, because you are born of the word of God. And that becomes, come on, he said, you are epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. All men can read this scripture. Not just Christians. All men can read this scripture. There's a scripture called Chelsea. You know, and men want to read that scripture. When they come into contact with you, sometimes you've not even spoken, but they can tell there's something about this girl. And they look at this girl and they are seeing the scripture, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Because they realize that this girl does not fear. There's an epistle called Vikani. Am I talking to somebody here? It's an epistle. And that's our goal. Why? God wants the world to read the scriptures through us. Verse 3. Come on. Verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared. Oh boy. King James. But you know, I love reading the King James. This, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us. Come on. Let me explain this. Ministered by us. For example, let's say maybe I'm sharing the story of maybe Chelsea in a partnership, how she came to church and then she literally had nothing and started. She started off, she was doing, you were my PA at a point, you did technical at a point, you did projection at a point, you know, then when I begin to share it, you know what? The scripture that says that the one who serves will be great has been manifestly declared. Then when I share a story, I have ministered that scripture to you. He said, now you get that scripture. He said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared. So when we go to places and we share your story, what's happening? We have manifestly declared that scripture to be the epistle of Christ and ministered by me. Okay, let me share a story. Yesterday, I was talking with one of the pastors, one of the female pastors. And I was sharing with her, and she was sharing with me a story. And we were talking about how, you know, her life had been, you know, when she started following me and all that, she was just sharing all the story. Then there was a part of the story she shared. When she shared, I was like, what? I told her, I said, I'll share this story. He said, oh, pastor. I said, many of you don't know why you went through what you went through. You didn't go through it because of you. It was for a greater purpose. So let me share the story with you. So it was concerning the same thing I was sharing about this whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing. And I was telling her about, you know, like, for example, for a woman, to date when you are younger, you will make the wrong choices. Why? Because as you develop, first of all, physically, the more your body develops, a certain kind of level of guys start coming in your way. When your body develops more, another set will now start coming. So you now start seeing that 16-year-old boy in JSS as, what? What was I doing? Are you getting it? Then you get SS. Now, that is a lower level. So you know there are some ladies, they don't settle for less because of their body. That's a lower level. There's another level where when your mind begins to develop, you begin to achieve. Someone is not going to bring you an iPhone. You see, because you are earning more than an iPhone. So someone is not going to bring you an iPhone to try to woo you. So you have got to another level. The person will have to bring a car. Now, when you also develop and you begin to achieve at the level that you have cars, nobody will be able to woo you with a car. Now, there's another level because you are developing intellectually and you are achieving more. So you can say, I can't settle for less. You know what is less. But when you don't have anything, you don't know anything, you've not achieved anything, anything that comes, you have to take it. And sometimes you have to take three or four of it. You understand? Because this one will give you 5,000, this one will give you 5,000, this one will give you 5,000, then all will make 20,000. Why? Because you don't even have that. And you don't even have the potential to have that. And I said, even that's even a lower level. There's a level where when you enter and you start reasoning at that level, you know that this is the kind of development that you should be introducing to your life, because is what will shape everything that comes around you. Now, this is the level that I have brought you into. The level I'm talking about is when you know who you are in Christ.
Yes, sir.
There are some things you cannot bring yourself down to.
Yes.
Because you know who you are in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
Now, she was telling me the story. She said she was working at a certain company, a very big company. It's so big that the manager, the CEO, can move from the office and go and set up an office in one of the most expensive, I don't want to mention names here, one of the most expensive apartments in this Accra, tall building. You go there and go and set up office there. You'll be there for like 2-3 months. I mean, that's how big that CEO is. He said that man tried to sleep with him many times, sleep with her many times. And he told the man he can't do it. So this man now moved there, and when they called that, oh, he should bring something to the office. You are seeing the movement.
Yeah, calculation.
Come to the office. The man came to the office. Now, because he had tried many things, it was not working. This man brought out $5,000 and put in there that, oh, she should just do something small for him. Not even the main thing, there's something small by the side. I cannot mention anything over here. I'm in church. See me outside, I'll tell you the thing. She told me, she said, pastor, the money she put there, I did not have it, but I knew who I was. Ibalakatas. He said, pastor, the truth is that the money you put there, I don't have it. If I told him I get it, I'll be very happy. He said, but I knew who I was. I couldn't bring myself down. It matters when you are loved at home. And I'm not talking about home, your father's home. When you're loved in the, you can see that the word of God, you can see that God loves you. You can see that you are loved at home. When you're loved at home, you don't settle for all those rubbish. Then he told the man that I feel very insulted by you. And the man said, do you know me? I can make your life. She said, you cannot make my life.
Wow.
In fact, I resign today.
Yes.
The money is there. You know, when you meet some unscrupulous ladies, they'll tell you, you should have just done it. You have just done it. And take care. You don't know who you are. When you know who you are, there are some things you cannot take. Many years ago, when I was more I was doing music more. You know, because it had always been a passion right from when I was a kid. Now, I went to Frank. A certain young man said he wanted to see us. He had a lot of money. At that time, he had a lot of money. The guy could just wake up in the morning and say, I want to buy a car. Then he went buy a car. Hey, I was wondering, hey, is that how they do it? Now, I was so this young man, and he had been our friend, so he can call and say, come to my house and say, the boys are here, the boys are here. So, okay, other guys from church are there, so let me just go. And from the choir, other guys, people, so we'll just go there and we'll be sitting there. Huh. So this time around, he called and he wanted to talk to me about the music. I said, okay, great. I'm going to Frank. As we were sitting down, the way he began to talk, as he was talking, I checked out of the meeting. When I went outside, I told Frank, I said, Frank, we will not take it. I said, we are going somewhere. Mm. You have to know you are going somewhere.
Yes, sir, I'm going somewhere.
You have to know. If you don't know who you are, you don't know who your father is, you will take crumbs when your future has diamonds. Mm. Are you seeing?
Yes, sir.
So know who you are. Know who you are. As a lady, know who you are. Know who you are. Don't let anybody just walk and say anything just to you. Know who you are in Christ. God is your father. It's a reality. I'm going to read something that a lady sent to me. There's something a lady sent to me. I'm going to read it. When I read that lady's stuff, I was like, Lord, if it is only for this lady that I am preaching, it is worth it. Listen, thank you, Pastor, for teaching us these things early. Some of us are in our early 20s and decided not to be in a relationship, but we didn't have solid understanding to defend and hold on to that decision. But now we know from God's perspective, and it has saved us from entering into any unpleasant situation. Some of us in our homes, all that we see is ladies being advised to go into relationships for support. But I have decided to stand out because I know who I am in Christ. I know that my father is God, and firstly, can't even think of being needy to even seek to depend on a relationship for support, since our parents can't give us the full support. God is my father, and I have everything that pertains to life and godliness. Coming to church every Sunday, I can say, is how God shows his love to me. He gives me the guidance every father will give her daughter through your teaching, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for bringing us the word of God. I love you, Pastor. I know who I am.
I know who I am.
No, you didn't say it was, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
Say, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I am what God says I am.
I am what God says I am.
I have what God says I have.
I have what God says I
have. I can do what God says I can do.
I can do what God says I can do.
You're thinking, how do I get out? How do I get out of this relationship? Get out! Just get out of it. So the other one I wanted to read was sent to me. The girl said, let me just paraphrase them. The girl said, Pastor, what if we are not, I'm not ready to go and see my father now. And I said, so when the person said that, I said, okay, you will have to try and see him. And she said, Pastor, I asked what's wrong with going to see him. You have to try and see him. Then she said, Pastor, I can, but my father is some way. And I said, if he's some way, you will have to hold on until you are able to do it.
Yes, sir.
Then she said, Pastor, if I hold on, the guy will move on. Any guy who can move on because you are waiting to hear from an authority should move on.
Okay.
Respect yourself. Respect
yourself.
Respect yourself.
Yes, sir.
He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, not the other way around. I have a pastor friend. You know, the day you understand scripture, everything changes. I have a pastor friend. He said there was some movement he was working on and it was not working. And he remembered that scripture. He called his wife. He said, baby, pray tonight when you are praying, pray for me. Because there's a favor your wife has.
Hey, favor!
He said, tonight when you are praying, pray for me. He said, there's a favor. He said, I believe in that favor. Pray for me tonight. When you know the word of God, everything changes. Andy, it's true. Say it. I mean, I like testimonies. He just said something right now, very, very powerful.
Thank you, sir. Because I understand what you just said. Like, for example, anytime I want to do something, I need money. I just send her money or buy her something and I receive.
It's killing kids. I think I must do something tonight. I think I need to dash my wife some money tonight. Yeah. It's kids. Me, I like kids, though. Me, I like kids. Not that I don't do it. I do it a lot, but if I hear it, there's inspiration to do something. Because that's the scripture. You are manifestly declared to be an epistle of Christ. Your life should mirror the word of God. Am I talking to somebody here? That's why we meditate. I said before, that's why we meditate. And yesterday I was telling the guys, I said, there are scriptures that I pasted in my room growing up. I said, those scriptures, not only can I quote them, my life is them now. When you look at my life, you can see grace. You understand? When you look at my life, you can see favor. When you see my life, you can see God's mercy. I am manifestly now declared. So when my testimonies are shared around the world, this is the meaning. I've become an epistle of Christ. I've become the manifestation of the word of God. And that's what God wants to do with you. God doesn't just want miracles to happen to you. He wants you to be manifestly declared as the epistle of Christ and ministered by us. I want to share your testimony. Am I going to share it?
Yes, sir!
Yes, I want to pull you out and say, did you see what happened to this girl?
Hey, hey.
You see, not just something that's happened to you, but then you have become that message. So meditate on the word of God, because you're going to be an epistle of Christ that's going to be ministered by us. Are you seeing? Malakorabaya. Hey, I'm born of the word of God. See, I'm the manifestation of the word of God. No, I don't like how you're saying it. See, I'm a manifestation of the word of God. Sit down for a moment. No, there's some confession. You don't just make them like, I'm a manifestation of the word. No, I'm a manifestation of the word of God. The word of God is manifest in my life, ministered by men. Say, read by men, ministered by my pastor. Say, read by men, ministered by my pastor. Read by men. Ministered by my pastor. Are you seeing your new level now? Your life is read by men and ministered by your pastor. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. Sit down for a moment. Lora baka se te kebaya. Le karomo se te kebaya. I'll never lack anything in my life. I'll never lack anything in my life. I'll never want anything in my life, because the Lord is my shepherd. No, sit down for a moment. Write a scripture that you want to be manifestly declared. Write one. Just one. Just write one scripture. Oh, you know the scripture that I meditated on so much, it became my life. The blessing of thy father's house have prevailed over the blessing of thy progenitors. Unto the everlasting bar of the utmost hills. He said, it shall rest on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Everywhere I've been in my life, God just separates me. Manifestly declared and ministered. Read by all men and ministered. Read by all men and ministered. Read by all men and ministered. The world has not seen anything yet. Your life is going to be read by all men and it's going to be ministered. It's going to be read by all men and it's going to be ministered. Write one down. Think of a scripture, very important. And as you are putting that scripture down, the Lord is going to put in your heart a scripture. Are you sure you're here? I love your shirt. Have you written down?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Are you reading down?
Yes, sir.
You're going to quote, you're going to recite it to yourself. You're going to recite it to yourself. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Anywhere that requires that your name be there, you put your name there. And when you finish, you say, this scripture is read by all men and ministered by my pastor. You say it and you say, this scripture manifestly declared in my life. It is read by all men and ministered by my pastor. You write it there. This scripture is manifestly declared in my life. I'm a manifestation of this scripture. I'm a manifestation of his fullness have we all received, and grace upon grace, blessings heap upon blessings. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Go ahead. Begin it now. Say it with your mouth. Don't say it under your breath. Say it to your mouth. Say it like you are ready for something. Go ahead. Put mine there. Genesis 49. Joseph is a fruitful bull. Even a fruitful bull by a well. Makalaba satalaba, whose branches go over a wall. Metoke pasayaba, lekalabasa. The blessings of my father, have prevailed upon above the blessings of my progenitors. Unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph. They shall be on the head of Pastor Enoch. They shall be on the head of Pastor Enoch, and the crown on the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Malo so tekeba. This is my life. This scripture in my life is read by all men. Kantole besakaba. I'm a manifestation of this scripture. Manto. For the next 10 years of my life, for the next 20 years, katosa, for the next 30 years, lisa teke, this scripture will be alive in my life. Mantolo bosa, everywhere I walk, people will begin to see this scripture. Manto so teke debe, mataka la suta, rashata, this scripture, manto, read by all men in my life and manifestly declared, read by all men in my life and manifestly. Firstly declared, Rasoteke Baya, Rakashatalaba, 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 Rakashatekete, Rakashatekato, Rakashekatalaba, Lekasuteke Baya, Rashatakaba, Rashatakaba, Rakashataba, 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 Rababa Baba Baba, Rakashateke Baba. I am like a tree, I'm like a tree, I'm like a tree. Liko namasike ne manto ne mesaya. Lise tokoto. Lesuka toke paso te 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 te. Ite te 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 te. Ite te 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 keka. La ta 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 kata. La ta ta kata. La ta ta kata. La ta ta kata. La kopa kapa. La kashikaba. Ayayaya. Manifestly declared. Litoske monte ne nemea. Imotini ni muri ante ne nebe. Likano no manifestly declared and read by all men. Manifestly declared and read by all men. Manifestly declared and read by all men. My life will manifest the word of God. My life will manifest the word of God. Mantola masukaba. I am Pastor Enoch the favored. In my life, every day is a glorious day. Whatever the scripture says is what I am. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. That's my life. My life is this scripture, that the blessings of thy father are prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Pastor Enoch and on the crown of hair that was separate from his brethren. My life is just like the life of Joseph. Until the time of the word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Then he said, the king sent and loose him. Manto, even the ruler of Israel. Manto soka balabalaba, and let him go. Lika sokaba. He said, he made him Lord over his house. He made him Lord over his house. That's my life. I've been made Lord. He made him Lord over his house. If people want to understand the grace of God, anytime they look at my life, they understand the grace of God. Anytime they look at my life, they understand the grace of God. Keep on speaking. manifestly declared and read by all men. That's your life. That's your life. Lako sote debe. Boshu tekeba. Mondo solaba. Ikora boso tekeba. Ikora basukaba. Iparo kabaska. Bako kabasahaba. Bosato kedebe. Resete keba. Basokaba. Yaka satalaba. Beka sote debe. Bashatakaba. Rasatakaba. Yakaraba shataraba. Yebaraba. Ibaraba satakaba. Shikaba. Ibarakore bere bosa. Iboromo shikaba. Yes, yes. Keep declaring the word. Keep declaring the word. Because your life is a manifestation of the word. You are an epistle of Christ. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Manifestly declared and ministered. Mantola bosa kabalaba.
You are the Lord whose name is the great, whose words never fail, whose works are eternal. You are the Lord whose name is the greatest, whose words never fail, whose words are eternal. The Lord, whose name is the great, whose words never fail.
Keep speaking. Keep speaking.
Yeah, you are the Lord, whose name is the great, whose words never fail.
Who's worth?
Who's worth? Never.
magnificent,
magnificent in all your ways. You are.
I tell you, the power of God is so strong here.
Almighty God,
from eternity
for eternity,
you are God.
You are God.
Yeah. Pray the Holy Ghost, pray the Holy Ghost. Those of you who are dropping relationships, the Spirit of God is giving you strength. He's giving you strength. You can do it. And you are going to do it. You allow God to lead you. And you end where He wants you to end. Something is happening here. Some of you, it's like your tongue is being loosed. As you speak in tongues, like your tongue has been loosed. And you're speaking fast. Because you are creating some things.
You are so loving. So mighty and great, sovereign in all of your ways, O Lord. God of all creation, your name resounds in the heavens.
So loving,
you are so loving and kind.
You are so mighty and great.
You are so mighty and great.
Sovereign in all of your
ways.
Maker of heaven and earth.
Maker of heaven and earth.
God of all.
God of all creation.
Your name will sound. You'll do big things. 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 You'll be manifestly declared and ministered. Read by all men. Read by all men. Mark today's date. Your future will inspire generations. Your future will inspire many people. You will inspire many young people. Because God is going to make you. Who is going to make you? Your future will inspire. Your future will inspire. Mark today's date. Your future will inspire. Go tell Eva. Speak in tongues. Your future will inspire. It will inspire many people. When people look at you, they will see scripture come alive. They will see scripture come alive. I tell you, the power of God is here. Oh, La Tuta. Oh, Tetela. Asamalo. Balama Shikeva. Rotete. Oh, that's what you come. That's what you come. Mount Tereba, hold your hands together. Oh, the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, take it. Matekete. Sete. Your future will inspire. Your future will inspire. Sete. Kete. Hey, you are. Shout of victory! Shout a shout of victory! Yes, it's a shout of victory! Yeah! Yeah! Shata Kabaya. Like he said in Deuteronomy 28 verse 7, he said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies who rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Kula makataya. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. You are ever victorious. Ever victorious. You are ever victorious. You are Pastor Enoch ever victorious. Kura basataya. That's a new one. That's a new one. I am Pastor Enoch, ever victorious. Yes, ever victorious. Go and win. Go and dominate. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, shout one more time. Whoa!